Okay, so this is the plan. I'm going to attempt to speak without sneezing or coughing. And I was speaking before for 13 minutes and I had to stop once because of a big sneeze right in the middle. So fingers crossed, everyone. No sneezes now. Let me have a look. I want to have a look at the difference between slang and colloquialisms, which is not a word I particularly like to say. It's not very easy to say, even if you're an English native, which I am. But colloquial is not a word. It sort of sounds nice. It's just a hassle trying to say it. So anyway, colloquialisms and just more standard language, I think. Of course, there's a time and a place for everything. You can speak more informally when you're with your friends and your family. And then, of course, if you're talking to your boss or you have a thesis that you have to defend at university, you want to be a bit more formal, don't you? So there is a time and a place for everything. And even slang, its very nature, it's part of the history, the fabric of culture. You can't simply stop people from using slang. They'll always use it, but you need to know when. And if you can control that, then you'll have no problem. So I've got a list of some of the more common ones. I don't necessarily agree with some of these, but let's have a look. So the car works really good. What you mean is the car works well. It's okay to say very well, I suppose. But well, actually, I've corrected this because there's a thing, and I'm beginning to realize this could be a difference between British and American English, is adverbs. And saying something is real good is very different to saying something is really good, because you're not using it as a basic adjective. You're saying it, in this instance, the car works, or the microwave functions, or my neighbor sings. You don't say my neighbor sings beautiful, you say my neighbor sings beautifully, because it's an adverb. And I think there's a problem. The people are making the mistake of not realizing they are using an adjective or an adverb, and I think that's the problem. So actually, it should have been the car works really good, or whatever, wonderfully something something. But anyway, I'm trying to correct it. The car works well, I think, is sufficient. Ben got sick of waiting. I actually use that a lot. I'm sick of this. What you mean is, you're tired. You're fed up of something. So Ben is tired of waiting. This, I like this one. I'm awfully thirsty. Sounds very, very like the Queen would. You know what? I'm awfully thirsty. But no. The more standard is, I'm very thirsty. Or quite, or extremely. I'm extremely thirsty. But anyway, I'm awful thirsty is wrong, because it should be I'm awfully. I'm awful thirsty. It looks like they'll be late is the slang. Maybe we can have a sort of a competition, well, not a competition, but like an interactive element here. I can give the line and then you can try to change it into the standard. That'll be lots of fun. Oh, yes. So, or not. Let's have a look. I've got a problem because I'm suffering. I think I'm quite enthusiastic. I think it's because I'm working today, but I'm also sick. And I'm a bit bored. So, I think that's partially why I'm quite enthusiastic about doing these colloquialisms, because they can be fun, like phrasal verbs. But anyway, the cake was real good. See, I wouldn't say that anyway. If I were to use a colloquialism, I'd say the cake was really good, not the cake was real good. It does sound very American, that, I have to say. The cake was very, or quite, good. It was quite good. It was okay, I suppose. We're in a bind. I've never said that in my life. We're in a bind. To me, that means nothing. We're in trouble. Drew, that's a person, put it off till tomorrow. That's terrible English. That's really bad English, that. Drew put it off till tomorrow. Okay. Drew postponed it until tomorrow. That sounds much, much better. I feel guilty just reading that sentence. I feel like I've done such a disservice to the English profession by even acknowledging that that sentence exists. I'll just repeat it one more because it's so bad. Drew put it off till tomorrow. Okay. I don't have that much of a chance. I don't have a very good chance. Rosa got there in time. Rosa arrived in time. And this one, this sounds bad on many levels. Jill got the order. She received the order. Because it's also to do with do. Did you get something? Depending on what it is, you could say. And this one, I've never even heard of this one. I like to pal around with her. I'm not sure that even exists. But to, as a verb, to pal around. Hello, shall we pal around? I think I'll call a friend and ask if he wants to pal around for a few hours. I've never heard of that in my life. It doesn't exist. At least in my world. My world is different, I think, maybe. Okay. So, I like to spend time with her is the proper one. I just don't get it. I don't understand is the proper one. What for? Okay, I've never heard this one. What for? What for apparently means why are you leaving? What for? What for? Is that a question? What for? I don't think real people use that. I've never heard it. This one, yes. I see where you're coming from. I understand your point. I see where you're coming from. I don't like that. And Leah had one of those days. She had a difficult day. Rodney can't make up his mind. Rodney can't decide. Another colloquialism. Robin will keep his eye on things. He will watch things. This one is awful. They're going to live it up tonight. Live it up. The verb to live it up. No. They're going to celebrate. And this is, without doubt, an Americanism, this one. The Knicks. I think that's the New York Knicks, if I'm not mistaken. Pulled it off. Can I... permission to use an American accent. It'll be bad, but I'll give it a try. The Knicks pulled it off. That's meant to be American. Not sure it is. Could be anything, actually. But I'm going with American. The Knicks succeeded. So there we go. Some interesting colloquialisms. Common ones. Not so common ones. And a few which I think just don't even exist. But there we go. The difference between colloquial and standard diction, brought to you by me.